Welcome to the Trending 55 Newsroom's website. Right now, we have a usual guest that we've had on before. It is the Solicitor General and Justice Minister of Alberta, Mr. Doug Schweitzer. Minister, thank you for taking the time today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so I guess the first one, talk a little bit about yesterday's victory in the Alberta Court of Appeal, the highest court of appeal. Obviously, you've got to be thrilled given the amount of work that was put into that.
You know what? Yeah, 4-1 resounding victory for us here in the province of Alberta. You know what? This case, I think, is going to be key when the carbon tax case goes to the Supreme Court. You know, I'm a bit biased, but, you know, the Alberta Court of Appeal, you know, they put together a 270-page decision, you know, outlining how our confederation is supposed to work. And the fact that this federal carbon tax would upend 150 years of history in our country and would completely undermine, you know, provincial jurisdiction. So, you know, hats off to our Court of Appeal. They did a heck of a job writing this decision. I actually think it could win the day at the Supreme Court and puts us in good stead. It also confirms our strategy of fighting back for the province of Alberta. Our premier yesterday made an excellent speech regarding how we're going to fight for our province, and this is just one piece of that.
Okay, and also I guess one thing I'd like to say in this, and this is I actually had a chance to read a portion of the decision myself, and I think one of the languages that one of the justices wrote on it is that this is not a parent-child relationship between Ottawa and the provinces, and I guess that one really stuck out to me, isn't that one too? So I guess the big question is that, you know, that this one has also been debated in the courts in Saskatchewan and Ontario. What do you think the difference is maybe in your arguments on this that maybe it didn't work out in the other courts?
Well, I mean, obviously we had the benefit of the case in Saskatchewan and Ontario to refine our analysis, and it really comes down to we focused a lot on Section 92A that the province of Alberta fought so hard for, which with respect to development of resources. It's in the Constitution for a reason and should not be undermined. That's what we drove home in our case, is the fact that federalism needs to be respected. There is a division of powers. Ottawa is not supreme. They do not just get to dictate to the provinces. We divided this. That's how we formed our country, and that needs to be respected. So we drove that point home, and I think the Alberta Court of Appeal did a really thoughtful job on it. They also, you know, one of the judges called this, the federal carbon tax, a Trojan horse that would open up, you know, the ability of the federal government to intrude into provincial jurisdiction in a way that, you know, effectively this Trojan horse says it all. In fact, this is just one way to slide in to regulate other areas. And for us in Alberta, we said all along that we're going to fight back against this. You know, yesterday was a good victory, and then we'll continue this on at the Supreme Court in March.
Okay, now I'm saying that too. I guess obviously you have some good, you obviously feel good about the Supreme Court case in March, but kind of in saying that though, you hope they would obviously go by the letter of the law, but is there any little bit of concern that sometimes biases could come into these things when it's maybe done outside the province?
Well, you know what? You know, the fact that the province of Quebec is joining with us at the Supreme Court to fight back against this unconstitutional legislation, I think that sends a pretty good message. We have three Supreme Court justices right out of the province of Quebec. Hopefully we can, they'll come our way, hopefully. And we have lots of other judges across this country that understand the division of powers. So hopefully our argument holds today.
All right, and I guess the other one I was kind of touching on it before is that reading various parts of the decision, I guess the one that really struck out to me, and this could be obviously precedent setting, not just for carbon taxes, but I think for other matters between like federal and provincial relationships, but one of the things that one of the justices wrote down is that this is not a parent-child relationship, that, Ottawa is not the parent and the provinces are not the children. So with that being in mind, like this, you really think that this could be like really precedent setting, not just for carbon tax, but for many other parts where Ottawa sometimes tries to throw their weight around a little more than maybe they are legally allowed to?
I think that this could play right into the Bill C-69, the No More Pipelines Act that the federal government has brought forward. We've challenged that, and we send that to a court of appeal reference as well. I think that could be this decision on the carbon tax could lay the foundation for that challenge as well. Similar constitutional issues, similar division of power issues where Ottawa is not supreme. They are not our father or mother. They are simply part of us. And they are partners with us in this country, and we need to make sure that the different jurisdictions are respected.
Okay, great. I think those are all the questions I have on this particular one. Obviously, March is going to be a very key date for the province on this one. But one thing that I also wanted to ask you is that while we have you on the line is that we obviously know blockades are making the news a lot lately. If blockades are ever used in Alberta, what would the government's response be to something like that?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we've done here, Bill number 1, the Premier announced yesterday, is going to be the Critical Infrastructure Defense Act. We're going to be bringing that in here today in the legislature. It's key. We got to make sure we send a clear signal, you know, not in Alberta, not now, not ever are we going to allow ourselves to be held economic hostage by environmental extremists that simply don't like the law. That's not the way that our country is founded. It's not the way our democracy works. You have a right to protest. Yes, you do, but you do not get to hold us economically hostage the way that this has unfolded across the country. We need a new approach to how justice ministers respond across this country. We've called on our neighbors across from coast to coast to take similar actions through Alberta.
Okay, awesome. I think those are all the questions I have today, Minister, unless there's something else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten.
No, appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time, as always.